I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf, Staff, and Practice series. One of the more common questions that rabbis get before Yom Kippur is about caffeine pills. Many people have the habit of drinking a cup of coffee a day or two or three, and they need their caffeine fix. And therefore, when it comes to fast days, and particularly Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, which are longer fast days, the people who need their caffeine fix have difficulty getting through the day without drinking their coffee, and therefore they wish to take a caffeine pill. But there's a potential challenge, there's a potential problem with doing so, and that is because, as is clear from the sugyas that we're learning in these dapim, Shabbos daf kuf tes, kuf yud, and tomorrow's daf kuf yud aleph, there's a prohibition on taking medicine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, perhaps it would be a problem taking a caffeine pill because, in a sense, it's healing, it's a medicine. Now, when it comes to a regular Shabbos, and someone wants to drink his coffee, don't worry, there's no problem. Adarabba, it may be a mitzvah onik Shabbos and having your morning coffee. And that is clear from the Mishnah that we learned yesterday in Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes, and the Gemara continues discussing that in today's Daf Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud, that Meichel Briyim, if there's a food that normal regular people eat in order to satiate their hunger, to satiate their thirst, or for pleasure purposes, that's not a problem in eating or drinking that on Shabbos, even if you're ill, even if you're doing it for medicinal purposes, because it's normal for regular healthy people to eat that. And that's why if someone has a cold, he's allowed to eat chicken soup, because it's a normal food, and therefore you're allowed to have your coffee on Shabbos as well, even though you're doing it in order to take away your headache, even though you're doing it as a medicine, still it wouldn't be a problem because it's Meichel Briyim. But when it comes to a pill, on Yom Kippur you can have your coffee, and therefore you wish to get your caffeine fix with a pill, potentially it would be a problem. However, it's important to note that which is prohibited for someone to take medicine on Shabbos, it's only if you have a mechush ba'alma, if you have a slight pain, discomfort. But if you are choli kagufo, if your entire body is in pain, if you're nofel mishkov, if you're incapacitated and you have to lay down in bed, then it is permissible to take medicine on Shabbos. And many experienced Rabbanim say that if someone's coming to ask if they're able to take a caffeine pill on Yom Kippur, typically such a person would come to the point that it would be choli kogufa, that it would be permissible for him to take medicine on Yom Kippur anyway. Now, if there's someone who just wishes to have greater focus on Yom Kippur, wishes to tap into the holiness of the day, and therefore wants to take a caffeine pill in order to feel better, then it's a discussion among the poskim, and many poskim say it's a problem because of the refuah on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because you're addicted to caffeine and you need that caffeine fix, and otherwise you will have extreme difficulty getting through the day, then it would be permitted to take the caffeine pills just like it's permitted to take Advil on any Shabbos if someone has a debilitating headache, which he wouldn't be able to function normally. But as one last note, I would just like to point out that there are some Rabbanim that when it comes to Yom Kippur prefer that someone take a suppository as opposed to an oral pill in order to avoid any potential issues about fasting on Yom Kippur.